This is your Classical Break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we'll be listening to Chopin's Polonaise Fantaisie. Now, Chopin was Polish, and the Polonaise, as you might expect from the name, is a Polish dance. So it's not surprising that he wrote a bunch of them. But this one is different. It's a Polonaise Fantaisie. And that Fantaisie part means that Chopin takes a lot of liberties with the Polonaise idea. And it brings up a skill which is not something that you might normally associate with classical music. Improvisation. Chopin was an improviser. He could sit down at the piano, take a melody or a musical idea, and riff on it the way that you'd hear a jazz or rock musician do nowadays. And this wasn't something that just Chopin did. Everyone did it. That was something that was expected of musicians. A whole bunch of composers, from Bach and Handel to Mozart and Beethoven, all the way on down to Chopin and his contemporaries Liszt and Mendelssohn, oftentimes this is what they first became known for. There's a great story about Bach. He went to visit the King of Prussia, who was an amateur musician himself, and the king gave Bach a challenge. He knew he was good at improvising, so he gave him a theme, and he said, "Improvise a six-part fugue on this theme." In other words, at any given time, there should be six parts going on doing various different things. I mean, that's a lot to keep track of, and especially if you're improvising. People thought it was a sick joke by the king, but Bach did it. Everyone was impressed, and later Bach sent him a composition based off the improvisation. And that's a key, too. Composers used improvisation as a composing method. Chopin supposedly based all of his pieces off of improvisations, and he was well known as an improviser. But while he gave concerts to the public, he only allowed a few close friends to hear him improvise, and one of them said that his compositions paled in comparison to his improvisations. Even within actual written pieces, a lot of composers would improvise a bit. They'd add their own flourishes and embellishments. It wasn't all anything goes, and Chopin himself wanted to make sure people played his music as he wrote it. He once saw Liszt taking a few too many liberties with one of his nocturnes, and he forced him to apologize, telling him to either play the music that was written or don't play at all. But it's clear that there was still a lot of leeway given to performers beyond what was on the page. Today in classical music, there's a predominant attitude of play what's written. That's what the composer intended. And there are a lot of reasons for that. The rise of both music publishing and music recordings means that for any given piece, not only are there clear written instructions for how to play it, you also have dozens of references on recordings as to how it, quote, should be played. And a lot of composers, especially towards the end of the 19th century and into the 20th century, specifically wanted what was written on the page to be reproduced more or less exactly according to their intentions. But also, think about it. Improvisation is inherently something of the moment. We don't have any examples of Mozart or Chopin or Beethoven improvising because it was improvised. It wasn't written down. We know Chopin improvised because people wrote about it. We can guess that pieces like this one came out of those sessions, so we know kind of what he was playing, but we don't know what he was playing exactly. So it's just not part of our historical picture of him. And that's too bad, because improvisation was a huge part of Chopin and many of these composers' lives. I would love to have heard him improvise. I would love to have seen maybe some of it written down. But I would also love to hear people today improvising in that same spirit. I'm sure there's great music out there waiting to be unlocked. Now, as I said, this is based off a dance, the Polonaise, but there are long sections, including the introduction, where Chopin really stretches that dance rhythm. That, along with some of the inventive ways that he works the themes, the harmonic complexity of the piece, it makes it difficult, and it turns some people off at first. But it's a piece that's been steadily gaining in popularity. If Chopin's improvisations were more imaginative than this, I would love to have heard them. Here's Jonathan Biss from a concert at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston with Chopin's Polonaise Fantaisie. There's definitely an improvisational feel to that piece, and you can also hear some of the hallmarks of Chopin as a performer. He wasn't trying to dazzle you with flashy showmanship. It's much more introspective. He's using complex harmonies and a dreamlike feeling to create a beautiful atmosphere. Thanks to Jonathan Biss and the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum for putting that up online. You can go to their website, gardnermuseum.org, to hear a lot more great recordings from their concert series. And thank you for listening and downloading. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. It would help out a lot. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we're going to listen to two marches by Saint-Saëns that explore the meeting of cultures that was happening in the 19th century as all the European powers were expanding all over the globe. See you then.